Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's News Radio.
Before we get back to our topics of the night, there's an event coming up in Boston which is probably perfectly named and is the Beantown Beanfest. And joining us is former judge here in Massachusetts, Dan Winslow, who's the president of the New England Legal Foundation. And Dan, I don't know how in about 2 or 3 minutes you can pull this together for us, but can you explain how the Beantown Beanfest is going to play a role of support for what we call the Equalizer Institute, a free legal aid clinic. So let's have at it, Dan Winslow. Go right ahead. You're a good explainer. You can explain things pretty easily, but this will challenge you. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to give it my best shot, Dan. Thanks for having me on. So first of all, great show tonight. And you know, the theme, it seems, in a lot of these callers is a message of hope. People have different paths that they take to sobriety and to getting free from drugs and whatever works for people, whether it's embracing Jesus or embracing their heart or embracing their family, whatever it takes to get clean, straight, and sober. God bless them. And yep. That's what we're trying to do here as well. With the New England Legal Foundation, entrepreneurs don't always have a fair shot to get to the starting line. You know, people who lack resources, you know, black-owned business, women-owned business, veterans, college students, anybody who's trying to just take a shot, they have an idea, they've got a product, they got a service, they don't always have a chance with so much bureaucracy and so much red tape just to get to the starting line, to just take a shot. And so what we hope to do at the New England Legal Foundation is to create what we call a social economic justice initiative, the Equalizer Institute, to sort of level the playing field, to help underrepresented entrepreneurs, folks that can't afford the market rate lawyers, just to get to the starting line with their new business. And we're looking for philanthropic, you know, donations and the like. But one of the things we're trying to do as well is to take a lesson from our own playbook and be a bit entrepreneurial. You know, and Boston has a global iconic brand identity as Beantown. You know, back in the revolutionary days, baked beans were made with brown sugar. And the British decided they were going to tax sugar. So what the folks in Boston do, they said, well, we're going to use molasses instead. So it was actually a tax revolt that led to the invention of the baked bean in Boston. And in fact, 100 years ago, the Freedom Trail was funded by a bean fest on Boston Common many, many years ago. So what we hope to do is to have a big, huge, unofficial kickoff to the summer season in Boston on the Greenway, right by India Street, on the Rose Kennedy Greenway. On Saturday, June 24, the last Saturday of June, we're going to have a huge party where we invite different restaurants, different vendors to come in from all corners of the city to share their take on beans or bean-adjacent things like rice or hot dogs or sausages. There's bean pots. It's jelly beans were invented in Massachusetts. It's amazing, our connection to beans. And what's really cool about beans is that, just like we're trying to do with entrepreneurs, beans are the great equalizer of food, because every race, every culture, every ethnicity, everybody's got their favorite take on beans. Sure. And to be able to come to Boston and to, you know, Beantown, right in the center of Beantown, and to be able to have a family fun day on the Greenway, we've got beanbag toss and beanbag chairs, and we've got the Beantown Swing Orchestra kicking off the party on June 24.
So how can folks, other than and making a mental note of June 24th, where can they go to get information in front of them? What's there, a website?
Beantownbeanfest.org. Beantownbeanfest.org has all the information. And as we book acts, we'll be adding new information. So just keep going back to the website. We'll actually be adding on some merch links too. People can actually order their official Beantown Beanfest logo T-shirt if they want. So it'll be a lot of fun, and we hope people can come to this. We hope to turn it into a signature event to the city, an unofficial kickoff to the summer season in Boston, and all come together as Bostonians to celebrate our Beantown history.
All right, Dan Winslow, you did a good job. 11 o'clock in the morning, Saturday, June 24th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the Rose Kennedy Greenway. And if you want more information, just go to beantownbeanfest.org. Dan Winslow, thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan.
All right. That sounds like a great take. And I'm sure that many of you have made a note of it, but just check it out, BeanTownBeanFest.org.